Hey, how's everybody doing? Jeff Martin with you from To the Nude Life. Yep, sitting here with my flip-flops, sitting on a towel and got my cowboy hat on. I'm loving today, loving it. Hey, hope you everybody's doing well. Today's topic will be quarantine day 59. 59. All right. Hey, if this is your first time listening to my podcast, pull up a chair. All right. Right now, I'm in my living room. So it's empty. So there will be an echo. But you know what? Hell, I record wherever I can. I've done some in my car. I've done some outside. So I just do it for fun. This is fun for me. This is therapy. All right. Hey, if you get a chance, go to my website, tothenudelife.com. All right. You're going to see cooking page, my reviews, some aprons that I'm trying to get sell. I have a guest book. You're more than welcome to leave a signature, leave a comment on the guest book. In my cooking, I also have, you know, pictures of my cooking now that I'm cooking more often. Hell, now that I'm in quarantine day 59, I'm cooking my ass off. So, but you'll see pictures, some of my recipes I've posted on there. So you're more than welcome to stop by there. All right. That would be cool. That'd be cool if you did. If you want to check me out on Facebook, just look up To the Nude Life and you'll see me. And also on Twitter, same thing, To the Nude Life. Wow. Let's get started on this topic, quarantine day 59. Hey, happy Sunday to all. Yeah, I'm still in Italy. Restrictions are still restricted. I go to work sometimes, so I have to go on post. And you'll see the Carabinieri, the police. They'll have checkpoints, so you've got to have your paperwork together. This past week, I got stopped twice. But I had my paperwork, so I was good to go. But yeah, let's get to the topic. Quarantine 59. Like I was saying, you know, about driving around. This week, I painted my fence. To some, that may not be exciting. To me, it was like, I'm outside. I'm doing something. So I painted my fence. My neighbor came over, cut the grass. But I painted the fence, the gates. I had to paint the gates. I caught hell there. That was a little bit too much, but I finished it. You know, it's the little on a gate. Picture a gate, and you know, and you got the what is it? The pretty stuff going up and down. You got to color each one of those, you know, and then you got to make sure there's no paint running. So it was pretty cool. I had a good time. Remember, I'm alone, so I'm become my own best friend. I laugh my ass off. My neighbors just look at me and they just be crazy. He's crazy. I did feed my neighbors this past week. Like I told y'all, once a week I feed my neighbors. I am a chef. So they've been in their houses. So for them to get, you know, a different taste of food, I cook once a week for my whole neighborhood, which is pretty cool. And then they give me a bottle of wine. Some give me a bottle of wine. I have a wine cellar in my home. I thought I'd never be using it. I think I've got like 20 bottles down there now. This quarantine lasts any longer, I'm going to end up with the whole cellar full. But it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool feeding the neighbors. Some of the stores have started opening up here in town in our little community. Grocery store had always been open. You know, but you were limited. No, they closed for like a week, but then you were limited how many people can go in. You're not limited on how many items, but you know, nobody's selfish here. Nobody hogs, like I see, you know, in the States, hogging toilet paper and What else are they doing? The hand sanitizer. Nope, here, everybody just takes what you need. One, that's it. Me, I go in there, I buy my meats on post, on the Army base. But everything else, I try to buy local. I buy local. So, you know, I'll go in there, get my little cans, get my whatever I need, you know, flour to make pasta, you know, the cornmeal. And then they, you know, it's pretty cool. My vegetables I get there, some of the freshest vegetables I've ever had. So it's a pretty good little store we got here. I did go to a Leroy Merlin. That is, it's like Home Depot. It's like Home Depot back in the States. And they have everything, except you still cannot get ground equipment. You know, like lawnmowers, weed eaters, shovels, hose, you know, nothing like that. You cannot get anything like that. Hopefully we got word yesterday that I think they're going to start opening more May 4th, 4th of May. So we'll see what happens then. I've been asked, what is the first place I'm going when we come out of lockdown? Well, first thing, hotels got to open. I'm going to be traveling, but hotels got to be open. First place I'm headed, I'm in Italy. I'm headed down to Amalfi Coast. I've been down there, six times. Love it down there. I always use Amalfi Coast transfers, you know, as my, they drive for me. They pick me up. They set everything up, hotels, my, whatever I'm going to be doing for that day, you know. They ask me, okay, what activities do you like? And then I'll tell them, and then they'll set different things up. Awesome, awesome people. Love them. That's the first place I'm headed. I'm headed to Amalfi Coast, Italy, period. And then, you know, while I'm there, they have some awesome cooking and wine tours. I got to go see my old brother, my old friend, the pizza pie master. Awesome pizza, the best pizza I've ever had. And I want to do the zip line again. And then the Mena has been talking about a boat tour. Mena is the owner of the Amalfi Coast transfers. So I may hit that up. That sounds like pretty cool. But when I get back, I do want to go to Romania. I want to go to Dracula's Castle. That's the place I want to go. All right, that's it. But it's, you know, there's, during this quarantine time, you know, my neighbors left to the left of me are elderly. So I try to watch out for them. I try not to get close to them because they're elderly. They're, well, older than me. And, you know, and everybody tries to, everybody knows on the block, in the neighborhood. So we try to help them out when we can, but we keep our distance. Just like everybody here, you'll see people walking around. I when I was painting yesterday, the rest of my wall, family was out riding their bikes, and they all had their little mask on, and, you know, buongiorno, and it was pretty cool. And then I see the post office is at the end of the block. So I'll stand on my balcony and I can watch people at the post office, and they're, you know, they're keeping their distance. They have their mask on, 6 feet apart. And everywhere you go here, it's like that. Here, there are no circles drawn on the floor, things like that. People just know to keep your distance. I've seen some places in the States where I guess the people had to put circles because nobody was keeping their distance on the floor. Not here. Everybody keeps their distance. And they're very disciplined about staying inside. Nobody goes outside. Nobody travels unless they have to. So, but everybody's, it's getting that time that it's, people need to get out. It's getting close to that time. What have I been doing? My house is spotless. I've swept it, I've mopped it, I've dusted, I've rearranged furniture, I spot painted. I even tried to register online and take a little puppet course. So it's getting a little rough. It's day 59, like I said. But we'll get there. We will get there. All right. It's just hunkering down. That's all you got to do. Hunker down for right now. Hope everyone's doing well. Just want to give y'all a quick update. All right. Y'all take care of each other. This is Chef Martin. Adios.